Money 1090 time, 5:35. We're going to try to track down Tim Flannery. He's going to be playing tonight up at Cheers in Ramona at 8 o'clock tonight. It's Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe. How about that? Haven't talked to Flann since he announced his retirement. Of course, he's back here living in North San Diego County. If you're looking to reserve a table tonight at Cheers, you can give him a call at 760-789-0270. That's 760-789-0270. $25 to get in tonight. Be a lot of fun seeing Tim Flannery in action. I remember back in 2004 when he was my post-game partner. We used to do the show at the Manchester Grand Hyatt, and we had a lot of fun down there. Berkeley Hart would come down, Eve Sellis, Jack Tension. That was good stuff. We had a lot of fun down there. We used to pack him in. I remember on Friday nights we used to have Brian Giles stop by, and Jilly would come in and do an interview, and a lot of the players started coming down. And boy, there are a couple of nights we had like 350 people there. That was a lot of fun, and I really got to know Tim Flannery really well that year. And he's a great guy, and I think all of us in baseball, when we heard that Tim Flannery was announcing his retirement from baseball, I think guys that really love the game and really appreciated what Flann brought all the time, I think we were all a little bit disappointed. But, hey, good things do have to come to an end. He's out and about and getting it done now, and his music. And, again, he's going to be tonight, Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe up at Cheers in Ramona at 8 o'clock. And we head out to the Corky's Hotline. My friend Tim Flannery, a.k.a. Johnny Strayhorse, joins us on the Mighty 1090. Flann, how we doing?
I'm doing great, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I follow on Facebook, and I hit a lot of likes when it comes to when your page pops up.
Yeah, we put a lot of funny stuff up there, you know. We try to keep it light, and especially with the music, you know, let people know what we're playing. And once a year we come out here to Ramona. We love Ramona. We love the people out here. And Sean, who owns Cheers and runs Cheers, has always been so great to us. And for us to be able to come out here and actually do something different, we kind of break away from our own music and kind of turned it into a honky-tonk, sweaty, country, cold beer drinking, dancing night. So we're excited about it. And then first thing in the morning, I got to head over to Arizona. They want me in uniform for 3 days and be a celebrity coach, which I've been trying my whole life to be that.
Oh, that's great. No, I read that you were going to go over there. They invited you over for about 3 days, and it'll be good for you to get over there and see Boach, considering his little health mishap here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, Boach has that. His father had heart issues. It's hereditary. And every year at the EKG, he hardly ever passes it, and then they run other tests on him, and he's usually, you know, fine. This year, he didn't pass it, and about the same time, luckily, he started having some chest pains, you know. So they took him next door over to the hospital and put stents in, and you know, they found it in time, and he's already ready to go.
Well, I'm glad he found it in time. I didn't find it in time, and I got a couple of stents. I'll never forget in 2009 when I had that heart attack. You guys were in town, and on Friday night, last thing I said after I was talking to you, you were hitting fungos. I go, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. Well, I never made it till the next day.
Gosh, I couldn't even imagine, you know. And you know, that's quite frankly, there was a lot of that played into my decision to walk away. You know, I've done this 33 years as a coach, as a baseball man, as a player, been to 5 World Series, won 3 of them, and I didn't really feel like I had an opportunity to manage, and I just said, you know, why should I just continue on? You know, there's another phase of my life. I'd like to see where it leads, and more than anything, I wanted to heal up myself because it's a tough year, especially when you run the board and now 2 months later, 2.5 months later, you're back in spring training and the demands to do it again. It's a little unrealistic if you really think about how you can win 3 World Series in 5 years and then they want you to do it again. So I just felt like it was time for me to heal up a little bit and continue on with the next project in my life. You know, Boach said something before Game 7. He brought the whole team together in Kansas City, and he quoted Gladiator. He said, what you do in this life will live on through eternity. And it hit me different than probably the other boys. It didn't hit me like we got to go out and win the Kansas City Royals, because I was planning on doing that anyway. But I've gotten involved with raising money and helping people. We've raised a couple hundred grand over the Brian Stowe, and we started this foundation, a nonprofit thing called the Love Harder Foundation, to help causes around that are important to us. And that's when Bo said that, it kind of hit me between the eyes, where now it's time for me to do something that maybe leave a different type of legacy other than just as a baseball man. Maybe I can touch people's lives, and our music seems to be the chord that strikes their interest and has led us a lot of great places. You know, we're playing Arizona here in a couple days, playing Cheers tonight in Ramona, and then we head off to Redding. There's a 1,600-seat theater in Northern California. They just sold out, so they're getting a good dose of the Lunatic Fringe, and they're liking it, so we're having a blast with it.
Hey, are you going to Cave Creek this year?
I don't think I'm going to have a chance. The first night there, I have, you know, I'm going to be doing some pregame and postgame up there in San Francisco with Comcast Television. So I'm going to meet with those guys, and, you know, I'm going to do like 50 games. And then the next night is Jake Peavy's fundraiser. He took over for Barry Zito with the Wounded Warrior Project, and where he brings the Wounded Warriors for the military over there, and we play a show, and he feeds them, and they go to a ball game, and really makes them feel great. You know, we get a chance to look him in the eyes and thank them and honor them through baseball conversation, food, and music. So that will be Monday night, and then Tuesday night I'm home for a day of taxes, and then I head to Redding. I play Redding, and then Sunday morning I leave for Costa Rica for 10 days because there's a good swell coming, Coach.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, are you back surfing on a regular basis with all your North County cronies?
Yeah, it's been really great to paddle out to see the boys. You know, I've been serving the same spot for about 30 years, so to be able to come home, because I only got home probably 12, 13 days last year, so it really feels good to be home in San Diego, and it really feels good not to have a game every day, and you feel good if you win, you feel bad if you lose. It's a taxing thing being a coach. I think I've done it long enough to where, you know, what's the other line Gladiator says? If you win the crowd, you win your freedom. So, you know, I'm out of bunksome and just really excited to see what the next phase of my life and where it leads to.
Tim Flannery, our guest on the Corky's Hotline, he and his group are performing tonight. Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe. They're going to be at Cheers in Ramona, 8 o'clock tonight, $25 to get in to reserve a table. You can give them a call at 760-789-0270. Flan, when you were coaching third base in Game 7 of the World Series this past season, did you know that was going to be your last game? Had you made your decision?
I did. I kind of made my decision in the middle of the year, and it was a tough physical year. So I made it a point to every ballpark I went to every place I went to actually slow everything down, smell the roses, smell the whole thing that I've had so blessed to be able to do, because it's an amazing lifestyle. It really is. But I've said it before, and I said it when I retired. There's collateral damage that comes with that lifestyle. I mean, sure, there's a lot of money, and there's glory and fame. But on the other side of it, you know, I've buried a few friends along the way, put a lot into rehabs, and people have lost marriages. And quite frankly, I was starting to blow an engine, and I was leaking some oil. So it was like it was time for me to come home and heal up, and it was the best decision I think I've ever made.
Let me ask you this. I know you're up there with the Giants, but you're focusing on what's going on here in San Diego as well. You like all the moves the Padres made?
I really do. AJ has reached out and not only got quality players, he's got quality people. Barmas is going to be fabulous for that club and in the clubhouse. Myers is exciting with just raw power. Tampa Bay, he has a great arm, great defender. Matt Kemp, you know, time will tell, playing every day, but, you know, Norris behind the plate, Shields. I mean, you got to play the season. You know, I read it the other day that the Padres won the offseason. And I looked at my wife. I go, what does that mean? You know, because you never know. It's like, I never expected us to do what we did. And quite frankly, when the Padres swept our ball club the last week of the season, all of us coaches said, what the heck? We're terrible. So I ended up booking all my music gigs. And then we go to Pittsburgh, and Crawford hits that home run, and these guys just know how to play when their backs are against the wall. And next thing you know, we run the board again, and it was just unbelievable. And the time away from it now where I don't have to go back and do it again, I can still think about those three world championships. I can still think about the time in San Diego as a ball player, going to two World Series, being a part of this amazing sacred. And, the magnitude of what we pulled off blows my mind now that I have time to really sit back and enjoy it, think about it. And afterwards, some of the messages and some of the text messages and the emails and the phone calls from former players, I mean, guys like Jim Kittycott and Rick Sutcliffe and Ned Colletti. I mean, I don't even know how these guys got my number, but they were leaving these beautiful messages thanking me. But I think when I mentioned the collateral damage on the road, and there's a lot of guys that have played this game a long time that have been affected by the grind of the season, and I think my quote kind of struck a chord with them, and they made it a point to reach out and just congratulate me for getting out alive and pulling off what we've pulled off for all those years. So, you know, I feel really blessed that all of it's still intact, and I'm very blessed that they can't wait to get me back there tomorrow. I mean, I told them, I said, I retired. And they go, we need you over here for a few days. Just come over and get in your uniform. And I thought that was great, you know, because a year Boch fired me in San Diego, they paid me $100,000 not to come.
Well, hey, maybe Boch wants to.
I had a year left on a contract, and they paid me not to show up. Yeah, they didn't want me to come.
Well, hey, maybe Boch wants to get you over there for 3 days to yell at you or something.
I told him I laid him off this time.
Hey, that's a good one. Hey, last question. I'll let you get out of here and get to your sound check and all that good stuff. When do you get your third championship ring?
On April 18th, they've invited me to not only come up and be a part of the ring ceremony, they've asked me to sing the national anthem, and I've done it four times with the Grateful Dead on Grateful Dead night up there and during the playoffs and World Series, but I'm going to go up and do this one all by myself, just me and my old 1934 Gibson guitar, and it's going to be a great night. I've got a brand new album coming out called Three Ring Circus. I've got a new song called Three Ring Circus about 33 years on the road and all the crazies that you meet. And then all the money from that is going to go to the Love Harder Project, and we're planning on doing all we can to help people through the music and just through the energy of love.
Well, hey, great to catch up with you. I'll look forward to seeing you one of these nights, hopefully at Petco Park during the season.
Yeah, I'll come down there and cause some trouble.
Yeah, well, hey, we're counting on it, my friend.
All righty, you can count on it.
Hey, be well. Tell Donna I said hi.
Okay, Coach. Thanks for everything, buddy.
You're welcome. There you go. Tim Flannery up in Ramona tonight. Tim Flannery in the Lunatic Fringe. Cheers in Ramona, 8 o'clock tonight. To reserve a table, 760-789-0270. I would do.